Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, and I am your host, of course. We have on the line Yadasha Williams. She's running for Assembly District 29, but in her spare time, she hosts this show with me, and she is going to be answering some of your questions today and asking a few questions of our guest. Hey, Yadasha, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. It's just another day to getting one step closer to getting everyone to know their rights.
Oh, yeah. Know your rights. This is our new slogan. And we are intending to expound on a few rights that you may not be aware of today. And in having said that, I want to ask a question that came in to us from a listener. And this is about gun control. And the question is, where do you stand, Yadasha, on gun control, especially in light of recent national debates and Nevadans' own experience with gun violence?
Oh, yes. So first, I want to say I am a CCW carrier. I do take the gun laws seriously, and I am licensed in Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. So I think that everyone needs to be educated about guns in addition to what the safety precautions of it. So as far as gun control, a lot of people say that guns kill. I think that is absolutely false. Guns do not kill. People kill. If you know what you need to do to take care of yourself and your family, protect them by any means necessary. But be very mindful and educated on what you need to do to protect yourself if you were to happen to self-defense, or even if you're doing it just as a hobby. Accidents do happen. But let's face it, they're very rare when you're educated. And that's why I decided to do a gun safety class, not just for adults, but for children alike.
Guadalupe Reyes is known for tackling obstacles head on. She believes in high quality education, secure neighborhoods, reasonably priced health care, and equitable access to the economy. She's currently running for Nevada State Assembly District 41, and she's here with us now. How you doing, Guadalupe?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here because you are also running for Assembly, just like Yadasha. And boy, she's got some questions for you. Take it away, Yadasha.
Absolutely. So again, Guadalupe, thank you very much for jumping on. We really appreciate it. So when it comes, I know that for both of us, we've talked time and time again about education, and it's very important. So given the challenges facing public education that we currently have, what measures would you advocate for to enhance the quality and accessibility of education in Nevada?
Yes, thank you so much. As you know, education is my number one priority and platform, especially quality education.
Right.
And as we know right now, our children are not getting that education. They're being
not
indoctrinated. And so it's about all of Clark County. All of our children are infected in every single neighborhood. And so my plan is just to basically revise and repeal all the harmful policies, all the no DEIs, no CRTs, and all the transgendered policies, the 5139, the 6160, and those are just distractions from the learning process of our children.
Absolutely.
Right. They're confused. They don't know what's going on. And we just want to get back to the basics, math, science, reading. And we can look at the statistics. We're 50th in education. A third of our children do not know how to read. And that is a huge problem. And so we need to revise all those policies and just get our kids back to learning.
I completely agree. Like, it's very sad when you go to public and even charter schools and they're asking kids what they identify as versus what's 1 + 1. It's very
sad. Exactly. Or as you know, when we were growing up, they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Not what are your pronouns or what do you identify as?
Exactly. And one of my biggest issues is that they put electronics into schools heavily right now. And I think it's very unnecessary. Technology is good, but I don't think it needs to place in the school when kids can be learning how to read, write, arithmetic type of thing. So with as far as technology in Nevada, we know that it's a great thing. How do you plan to support that sector and ensure it benefits the right areas for the state economy?
Technology, you're like software technology? Are you talking about AI or just all in general?
Tech industry growth.
Okay, tech industry. Yes. Actually, my husband is in the tech industry. He's a software engineer and he works with cryptocurrency.
Nice.
And so here in Nevada, what he's trying to do as well is have like a little tech industry come out here. And as we know, we have a lot of tech companies from California that are relocating here to Nevada because we have no state income tax. And there are a lot of children who aren't, how would you say, who like to go to college, who are actually college bound. And so we have other trade things as far as like technology that they can pursue. And so like, as far as my husband, he is self-taught. He's a self-taught engineer. He's an entrepreneur. And we need to bring those back here to Nevada because we should be showing our kids there's other things that you can do besides working in a hotel or doing something in the entertainment industry. So to bring the tech industry to Nevada would be a huge monumental thing.
I completely agree. Now, talking about how your husband built everything, and that's perfect with going into economic development. How do you plan to improve economic opportunities for Nevada, especially in a sector that hit the hardest on economic downturns?
Well, I think it's just having those available things, access to our people, you know, allowing them to. We need to have a more pro-business environment, which will allow more businesses to open up, streamline the permitting process, and it will create more jobs, and it will allow people to invest more in Nevada. And so with enhancing that, we can enhance our workforce development as well.
Right.
With more job training and promoting just lifelong learning opportunities so they can have skills that are not just for today, but so they can keep those jobs for longer.
Okay, yeah.
And of course, fostering innovation.
Absolutely. So another question. Can you give an example from your political career where you successfully worked across the aisle to pass any legislation or working to get to that point?
Well, since this is my actual first time running in, well, my second time running, but I've never actually been in the assembly district, there's a lot of things I would like to do and would like to pass. And there's also a lot of things that I don't want to see pass. And so I would work with my team and pass laws that are good for my community, that my community says that they want. I would not just go on party lines just because it's good for my party.
Right. I completely agree. I'm like, yeah. And that's the whole point of us having a district so we can reach our people and know what they truly want and speak for them.
Exactly. And when I started this journey, I actually built my platform based on what my community concerns were. So I walked the district and then I listened to every single person and I put the top three things that my community, District 41, was the top three things was education, economy, and Second Amendment, protecting their Second Amendment.
Love it. Yeah. So what's your take on the gun legislation? I just spoke a little bit on it, but what's your stand on gun control?
Oh, I do not like gun control. Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. We should be allowed to uphold that, have a gun for protection. Me as a woman, I find it empowering to be going to a gun range and have that security that I can have a gun with me when I'm. Because I'm a realtor as well, and sometimes I do have to go into homes by myself, and I have to check out these homes for my clients, and to know
and
that
it's
I can
that
have
security, to
exactly
have that, gun.
That safety, exactly that I can go in there and have to defend myself if I have to. Because as we saw, the 911 just went down a few weeks ago, and what would we do if I couldn't defend myself and I couldn't call 911?
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's so important that people are able to have that Second Amendment right to carry and bear arms. And because I just like you, I'm out there in people's homes and I don't know these people. I'm I do notary.
Right.
So mm-hmm. being in people's homes, you have to protect yourself.
Yes, I believe that as well. And no one is going to infringe on my rights or my district's rights. And that's why I'm fighting for my community.
Awesome. Now, last question for you, Reyes, just to get an idea of who you really are. Could you give us a little bit of background and how people can reach you?
Yeah, not a problem. So I've lived in District 41 for about 10 years. I've created my business here. I'm a realtor. My office is on St. Rose Parkway, and I've been there for about 8 years. I'm married to my husband for, this will be our 18th anniversary coming up next week, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have a 13-year-old son, which I homeschool, which I would like to get back into Clark County School District. But right now it's a debate. I would like to put him back into school, and my husband would like him to stay home because he is in middle school age now. And right now with the violence up, my husband is concerned. So,
Right. Yeah,
that's another thing that, you know, I'm going through the same struggles as my district, education, the economy, and just healthcare.
Yeah, I could completely understand. Being a mom of four is tough.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not the stereotypical Republican, and neither are you. And I think a lot of people should know that, you know, we represent our community. I'm an exact example of my community.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, thank you, Reyes, for answering all of our questions and coming on and letting everyone get to know who you truly are. Like I said, the main thing is getting people to know their rights and know who's on that ballot.
Yes, exactly. And thank you so much for doing this podcast.
Absolutely.
It keeps people informed.
How can people reach you? What social media do you have?
Oh, yes. Please feel free to consider a donation. You can go to www.GuadalupeReyes4AssemblyDistrict41.com, or you can go to my Instagram, and that's at GuadalupeReyes4AssemblyDistrict41.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Reyes. Ann?
Well, Guadalupe, it's just been wonderful hearing what you have to say. You and Yadasha are very similar in your platforms. I hope that both of you do very well. Can you imagine turning around Nevada, having so many of these very conservative, very constitutional type of candidates like yourself and Yadasha, just getting Nevada back on track? That's what we're hoping for. So we'll do all we can to help you, Guadalupe, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Yadasha and Ann.
Yeah, I want to remind our audience that you can join us on Saturday, May 4th from 3 to 6 p.m. for a gun safety and firearms training fundraiser hosted by the one and only Yadasha Williams and featuring firearms and instructor Frank Friends. This is a free event for the entire family, open to parents and their kids, ages 5 and up. And Guadalupe, I think you're going to be joining us for a town hall on May 22nd, right?
Yes, I will. I will be there in person to answer any questions that my community has.
No, that's wonderful.
Looking forward to it.
We are too, and we'll send out more information about that. We do have a little bit of information right now on social media, so make sure you go to our social media page, Yadasha4NV. All right, everybody, it's been a wonderful interview with Guadalupe. Thank you, Yadasha, and we'll have a brand new guest on the show tomorrow. I hope you tune in. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.